Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Hello everyone, welcome back to a brand new episode of Aaron's Expeditions, this year specifically. I really want to focus on how can you reach out to us here at I Am Youth. Yeah. But we had to bring her back for how many times now?
I don't know.
But we have V, everyone, yay! Okay, V,
Can I just say?
Yeah.
Sorry. No. I know this is your show, but I'm like, for 2023, I was your first guest. For 2024, I'm your... I mean, 2024, I was your first guest. Ooh, sorry, guys. I'm not used to it yet. For 2024, I was your first guest. And for 2025, I'm your first guest. I'm just super honored.
Wow.
So if you don't call me back at 2026... It's on site.
Don't do what I'm about to say.
Nobody's taking my spot. You 10 years late.
Yeah, sure. But yeah, I think like we can actually make it a thing.
Yeah.
Like every podcast, like the first podcast of the year.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like, let's bring in
You
V.
Heard it here first.
We got to bring in the Lady V.
If you don't see it in 2026, you're just going to clip this video and send it to her in the DMs.
Exactly. Like, I was about to be like, you have all the rights to blackmail me. Don't blackmail me. Please, guys.
Don't.
I'm just a girl.
Okay,
so I thought for an icebreaker.
Yeah.
Hence why I didn't tell you anything about what we are talking about.
This is the first time. I don't know if it's a new year, new me thing. I'm always a little bit prepared. But this year she's like, nah.
I was like, we're not doing that. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do a little game of this or that.
Okay.
Very fast.
Yeah.
Ready?
Okay. I'm an indecisive individual. So
I think, okay,
let me
give you like a test question.
Yeah.
Day or night?
Night.
Sun or moon? Sun or moon?
Moon.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Vacation or staycation?
Vacation.
Wearing all gold or silver, mixing jewelry? Or gold. Mixing jewelry. Okay, cool. Sunrise or sunset?
Set.
Cats or dogs?
Dogs.
For real. New Year or Christmas?
Christmas. Every single time I prepare for Christmas,
real.
I'm ready for Christmas by June.
Girl.
Hurry. Like, I'm like, get to December already.
Please tell me, like, last year, I was already listening to, like, my Christmas stuff.
Yep.
By the time of, like mid of the year.
Yep.
Remember
when we came to work when was it? October? September? October, I was already singing the Mariah Carey album.
Okay, it's
like,
real. It's real, guys.
Go.
Christmas
let's
is
go.
Just that day. It is that day. Okay, love or money? Please, the fact
Cut
that you were
the
like
cameras. I don't want to be incriminated.
Oh my god, I'm really tearing up. Love or money?
I'd rather not say. This is a technical question. Okay, in the Lord gives grace. God gives us graciously. I will take both. I'm gonna take both.
So you would take like the or. So love or money? Or.
Or. I'll
meaning I want
or.
Both of both. Them.
Both.
Okay. Old school gospel or
old
CCM?
School. What is CCM?
Like Christian contemporary music.
Old school.
Real.
Give me
real.
That old. I'm telling you, I still listen to an album that is 20 something years old.
Sure.
Albums that are older than me. Because
sure.
I don't know, something about that old school gospel just
it hits.
Hits different.
It hits. No, like the other day I was listening to like old hymns and old traditional Christian music.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yo.
Not
yo.
Even but not
it's
even
too good.
That, right?
It's too good.
That is great. But also like your my favorite, like no matter what season, Marvin Sapp, every single time.
Who's Marvin
all his
Sapp?
Old stuff.
Take me to
I don't know,
the king.
The guy that sings never would have made it without you. Okay.
No.
Crickets. Just
no
Google
thoughts.
Him,
no thoughts like
but, yeah.
up here. Okay. Early bird or night owl?
Night owl.
For real. I think this one.
At night. Okay.
I think this one might be a bit of a difficult one for
okay.
you. Hair or nails? I'm going to add makeup in there as well.
Oh,
so
no.
this, that, or the other.
Okay, makeup can be lost because I don't mind being barefaced. I love my face. It's fine.
Slay. Slay.
As long as I have lip gloss, though. That's not makeup. That's a necessity. Nobody likes chapped lips. Please. But nails or hair. You know what? I can live without nails, even though I always change my nails every 2 weeks. But I can live without it because I don't have a problem with my nails. I think I'm still trying to love my hair again. So if it's in something that I can do quickly, braids, wig, whatever, I'm good. Cool. Like, I need to be on the go.
Cool.
Not undoing bantu knots in the morning.
Man, and I love a bantu knot.
It looks good when it's... But I'm just saying...
Or like an everyday
like
thing.
Like if I have to go somewhere every morning, it's just like, it's not practical. That also at night I come back home, I have to braid my hair because of shrinkage.
And put it up again.
Yeah.
Yo, so but hey, the shrinkage be real.
Yeah.
It is real.
It's so real.
Cool. So with the ice being broken.
It didn't need to be broken. It's literally, us, girl.
Literally.
But anywho.
I would love to talk about the New Year resolution thingy. And I think all of us were actually, I don't want to say guilty, but all of us in some way, shape,
and
or form.
And I touched on that aspect in my episode. But anyway, go on.
Whoa.
What? Connected. Whoa,
crazy.
Go
locked
on.
In.
Connected.
Locked in. So the New Year resolutions and planning with God and how that comes together.
Sure.
Yo. So do you have like any like New Year resolutions that were just absolute failed attempts?
For 2024?
Yeah, no, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
girl, I'm going to be honest with you. Before 2024, I was not a goal setter. I was not, because I'm one person who's already hard on themselves. Like, I don't need goals to remind me that I'm failing. and I use failing for lack of a better word.
Yeah.
But 2024, I was like, you know what? Let me try this goal setting thing. Mm. It seems to be working for other people. why not? But at the same time, I wanted to get to a place where I am doing things or setting goals that align with who or what God wants for me.
Yeah.
And that honestly takes time. And for me, I think I only finished setting my goals in February because I only started thinking about it in January. Of 2024. So I do think setting goals, it needs to be like a process where you are, it's you and God.
Yeah.
And it's not a day thing. It needs to be a time.
Sure.
And I like to say, like, maybe in the time of rest that you have, that God says, okay, this is your time for rest, which most of us take in December.
Yeah.
Take that time to be one with Christ and just listen to what the Holy Spirit says. Because I don't believe that he's going to drop all your goals in one day.
Yeah.
Some of them, he will drop two. He will drop one. He will go, maybe for 2 weeks, it will be utter silence. He will not mention your goals and mention something else that you need to deal with personally, with your character. So I do believe what I have learned is it just needs, firstly, time, quiet time with you and God. Last year was a bit, there were goals that I did set that aligned to God, but I did not pull through with them, like a lot of them. And a lot of things in my life might be delayed because of that.
Sure.
I had to accept that, which is a hard pill to swallow. Yeah. But yeah, it's interesting. It's an interesting concept or thought altogether. Yeah,
I think, like, especially like when you mentioned time, hey guys, our time, it's not the Lord's time.
It's not
the Lord's time.
It's not,
because I know, like, for 2024, when the year started, I was so anxious.
Yeah,
because I was like, I need to get an agent, I need to do this and do this and do this and do this. And then by the time March came, nothing really was happening. I had two auditions that I did and I was like, where's the movement? Where's the growth? Because especially like when you see other people doing their resolutions or whatever, and you're like, I'm not seeing the results of my resolutions. I don't see the resolution. So I definitely agree, like, with spending that time with God and be like, Lord, what's the game plan for this year? And sometimes I do kind of do like New Year resolutions, but I just don't call it resolutions.
What do you call them?
I call it dream with God.
That's That's cute.
So like
that.
Thank you.
I like
so
that.
I think around 2022 I started like a list where I would write down my goals for the coming year. And in 2023 it was mainly like personal stuff. 2024 I was like, Lord, you gave me a word and I'm gonna write down what you've been telling me.
Yeah.
And it was crazy to see how all of the things just came in its own time. And then I thought to myself, I was like, awa, a resolution isn't just something that is supposed to stay for January.
Yeah.
Like, it's supposed to carry on, and it's like a discipline thing,
yeah,
more than a motivational thing.
Yeah. I do think, oh, so actually, I wanted to ask you, in the things that you were able to achieve in 2024, were there things that were not on your resolution list that happened? I know I might be taking you off your plan, but go on, girl.
I think a lot of the things would be a lot more spiritual and personal. Because my resolutions for 2024, they were mainly just work-related.
Yeah.
I was like, Lord, I need to get that job. Yeah. I need to get the job.
Yeah, the jobs.
And then just as the year went by, and especially in the months where it was so quiet, he really taught me so much about like how I need to work on my compassion for people, how I need to work on, like, I'm a very expressive person, but sometimes that comes over as like explosive. So needing to learn the self-control and being like, oh, it is a fruit of the spirit. I need to be working on it. So the things that God has been teaching me that weren't on my list, definitely all of them were like spiritual and personal and relational, relationship and all.
I think for me it has been the same in terms of my goals that are non-tangible.
Yeah.
Those have for 2024 have actually happened, and I'm really proud of myself. Like, one of the things on my list was just go out more to more Christian stuff, having community with people my age, you know, try and be intentional with my friendships.
Sure.
Like, there's a lot of things, even me with the discipline, trying to create that discipline. And there's a lot of things in that aspect that have gone according to my plans with God. But I do think, again, like I mentioned, the materialistic stuff, that hasn't gone to plan. And it's been tough to swallow that, because now stepping into 2025, having to set goals again has been tough, because I'm still not over the things that I did last year. Like, I'm questioning myself. I could have been in a different space if I had been obedient, or not being fearful, which is what I touch on my resolution topic. But how fear actually stopped me from doing a lot of the things that were on my goals. And I think that's a big thing when you set goals. And sometimes a lot of us don't set them because of have fear that this is not going to happen. What happens when this doesn't happen? And if you go through phases in your life, like you're saying, the quiet times where you're like, Lord, I'm still continuously reading your word. I'm trying to figure out what you're trying to teach me right now. We've been here. And I know my time and your time is not the same, but
can we get a schedule of sorts?
Can I just get a rough estimate of how long I need to be here still?
Sure, that's real.
So, yeah, it's tough. It's yeah.
Sure. So, like, you just spoke about, like, the obedience of it. And actually saw a post on the internet. Wait, I think it was something along the lines of, don't do it afraid, do it anointed.
Yo.
And I was like, yo, yo. Because I think sometimes, especially when, you know, like, New Year's is almost like the Monday of the week.
Yes. Yes.
And
okay,
Yeah, fair enough.
The Monday of the year.
And you're like, it's a new day, especially if, for example, like, you know, like when Monday is like the first day of the month.
Yes.
And you kind of feel
like everything is
You feel like perfect. Everything is perfect.
Yeah.
It is Monday. It is the first of whatever month. Yeah. That's how New Year feels like to me.
Yeah.
And you go in with this joy and you're like, yeah, let's do it. Let's go. And then, you know, by the time you come to like the 10th of January or like the 15th of January, and then that hype kind of just dies down.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it. Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.